If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Labor's new cabinet has been sworn in following several changes to the front bench as Anthony Albanese prepares for the next federal election. Mulundiri McCarthy has taken on the Indigenous Australians portfolio, taking over from Linda Burney, who will retire at the next election. Tony Burke is now Immigration and Home Affairs Minister, with Andrew Giles moving to Skills and Training and Claire O'Neill moving to the Housing Portfolio. Governor-General Sam Mostyn oversaw proceedings for the first time since taking up the role. The Prime Minister is calling on Nationals frontbencher Barnaby Joyce to be sacked over comments he made comparing voting to using a bullet. Barnaby Joyce has since apologised for the comments he made during anti-wind farm rally in Lake Illawarra over the weekend. Mr Joyce told the audience that the bullet they have is that little piece of paper, urging voters to turn up in numbers in Sydney and Canberra. Anthony Albanese says the comments made were unacceptable. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says given recent security threats facing politicians, the comments were disappointing.
At a time where, as I said, the head of the Federal Police has testified to this Parliament that there's a sharp, worrying rise in threat levels against members of Parliament. We've seen only in the last fortnight in the United States a failed assassination attempt against former President Trump. The idea that a former Deputy Prime Minister would use explicit language at a public rally about bullets and magazines being loaded to say goodbye to the Prime Minister and other senior political leaders is simply extraordinary and utterly unacceptable.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says he supports a motion for the Federal Labor Party to recognise Palestinian statehood. The motion was moved and accepted at the New South Wales Labor Conference over the weekend, with calls for the government to recognise Palestine as a sovereign state as a priority. Mr Minns says it is a balanced motion, but says he will leave the foreign policy up to the foreign minister and the Albanese government.
That motion via the New South Wales conference was also the motion moved in the national platform, which says that recognition of the Palestinian state is a priority, but it's not immediate. And immediately recognising it is up to the Commonwealth government, probably through the processes of the United Nations. And I just make this point. Ultimately, the goal here is a two-state solution, a secure Israel alongside Palestinian living side by side, and the hope for everybody is in peace.
And to the Olympics, French-born Australian Jessica Fox has become the only Australian ever to win four consecutive medals in the same event. Clinching gold in the women's canoe race, Fox now has five individual medals and joins Ian Thorpe, Liesl Jones, Shirley Strickland and Anna Mears as the only Australians to have achieved this. The 30-year-old, one of the flag bearers at the opening ceremony, is the only Australian ever to win four consecutive medals in the same event. Speaking to reporters after the win, Fox says the post-win feeling was amazing.
I think hugging mum, hugging my sister and dad and then also, you know, the podium was extremely special. Seeing so many Aussies in the crowd was unbelievable. I had some family and friends there, but then, you know, there were so many others that you know, there was such a big Aussie contingent, and they were so loud, and it was amazing. They were singing the anthem, they did some Aussie, Aussie, oi, 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 and it was just, the most special day.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.